Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by Julie Janis. And we're going to be talking about one of the most exciting fall events here in the Castle Country. And that, of course, is the Joes Valley Boulder Festival. Julie, pleasure to get you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Aiden. I'm really glad to be here.
And, you know, it's always an exciting time of year when the Boulder Fest comes to town because it really helps highlight kind of the world-class destination that the San Rafael Swell and just the Castle Country in general is when it comes to bouldering.
Oh, for sure. I've been coming here for decades just to climb, and we have people come from all over the world, all over the country, just to climb the boulders that are here in the Emory County area and in kind of surrounding areas.
And, you know, it's a beautiful area, and there you took us and alongside the Emory County Business Chamber out the other day, and we were able to explore some of those boulders, and it truly is just breathtaking, and the quality of rocks you're finding around here are incredible as well. So it's a great chance to really put that spotlight on our area and help bring in some outside tourism.
Oh, for sure. And that's a big part of what we do with our nonprofit that runs the festival. So we are Joes Valley Climbing and Community that runs the festival every year. And then we're also doing year-round programs like getting some of the Emory and Carbon County youth out climbing. So we had offered summer camps this year, and we do year-round trail maintenance and things like that. So it kind of ties into our overall mission of trying to bring climbers and locals together because we all love the great outdoors that we have here. It's so beautiful. We're using it in different ways, but we want to bring everybody together and look at how we can help enhance the local economy, build community, drive sustainability, and mainly have fun. Our event is a lot of fun, so looking forward to talking about it.
That's the main thing, is having that whole lot of fun. Now, looking at the Joes Valley Climbing and Community side of things, the nonprofit aspect, you know, you really have done a lot of new things this year. You have the youth summering camps. You're building that partnership with the community. In your position with the nonprofit, what's kind of the biggest growth you've seen across the climbing community here in the Castle Country?
We're really focusing in on that youth aspect that you mentioned. So we're really trying to ramp up our summer camp programs, keep them low cost and affordable for everybody, and just get kids out there that may not have much chance to get to try climbing or even just to get them outdoors. You know, some kids love just looking for lizards out there. Some kids love the climbing. Some kids just like being outside and spending their days there. So that's really been our focus this last year, is trying to build our youth programs for the summer camps and then that turn that into some more year-round programming. And that's part of what the fest helps us with. It's one of our, we're turning it more into a fundraiser now to help with some of those year-round programs.
And, you know, it's always exciting when it comes to downtown because that fundraiser's going and it gives us local a chance to kind of see what the bouldering community is all about, because you go back 15, 20 years ago, there was a bit of negative stigma surrounding bouldering and the climbing community as a whole. You know, people viewed them, just not to the stereotype, but people viewed them as, like, so to say, dirty hippies, and people weren't too keen of that. But I feel like events like the Joes Valley Fest have done a great job in breaking down that stigma and showing how awesome this climbing community really is.
Yeah, and I think it's from both sides of that's part of a really big part of our mission, is just getting the different communities talking to each other, and you get people one-on-one and you start to know people as people and break down some of those stereotypes. And kind of on the plus side, from like the economic impact, despite appearances, climbers do tend to have a lot of money. They're coming down, staying in Airbnbs. They're spending at our local restaurants and businesses. Most of them are gainfully employed. We have a lot of scientists, a lot of working professionals, a lot of engineers, things of that nature. And so it's just great to get everybody talking to each other and see what the potential there is, build friendships, build economic opportunities for everybody, and just getting everybody out there, really getting to know each other.
And it's events like this that help people realize that there is so much that we have in common with each other. And, you know, looking at the schedule for this year's Joes Valley Fest, things get started on Thursday, October 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m. You start off, as always, with an in-town volunteer project. It's a great way to help get the climbers involved with the community they're participating in these activities in.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year's event. We just nailed it down. We're going to be repainting some of the pavilion structures over in Orangeville City Park. It's always a popular event. The climbers love to come out and participate in that, and it's the first opportunity to start talking with some of the folks that are local and that are utilizing those spaces.
Yeah, and then looking at the rest of that Thursday kickoff, a lot of fun to be had. You got a trail run and refresh, the Orangeville Olympics with some pickleball and cornhole tournaments, and then you end the day with the Desert Sage Band. So it's a packed first day of the Joes Valley Fest.
Yeah, we're super excited about it because really this is not a climbing festival. That's a key part of it, but it's climbing in community. And so there's something for everybody, even if you're not a climber, even if you're a beginner. We really encourage folks to come out, you know, enjoy the food trucks at that event, enjoy everything that you listed out, because it's really about getting folks into the town, getting folks in town, maybe out to the boulders. It's something for everybody is what we're looking for.
Yeah, and then moving to Friday, October 3rd, you're going to have a lot of food trucks, you're going to have local artisans and an outdoor vendor trade fair. But one of the marquee events of that Friday, in my mind at least, is from 6:30 to 9 p.m., you have the rodeo games. And this, if you haven't had the opportunity, I highly recommend you check it out because it is such a good time.
Yeah, for sure. It's in Castledale. It's a fairgrounds there next to Emory County Rec Center. And it's a rodeo, but it's a climber rodeo. So we've got climbers riding steers, which to us is a big deal. I know it's something that all the 12-year-olds do around here, but for us it's a big deal. And there's hide racing with the climbers. So it's kind of fun for the community to come out. And the climbers are psyched, and it's fun for everybody to watch just because it's a little bit different take on rodeo.
And, you know, sometimes you get a little sick and tired of the same old rodeo formula, so this is a good way to help spice it up. Moving to Saturday, October 4th, you have the same food trucks and trade fair alongside a block party. Then from 7 to 9, you're going to have a drawing for some prizes, and you end the day with your annual Joe Down. So Saturday, again, just bring in the heat when it comes to the Joe's Valley Fest.
Yeah, those are the big events, like to kind of to close out the main part of the fest before we get into our service day. And so, yeah, we have a huge raffle. There's a ton of Yeti coolers. There's also organic bouldering pads, which are going to obviously be geared more towards our climber folks. But a lot of outdoor gear, a lot of down jackets, waterproof jackets, backpacks, coolers. So encourage everybody to come out and join in that. Anybody can participate and buy raffle tickets for that. And then we're also going to have a live band at the Joe Down, so it'll be super fun if folks want to come out and enjoy that.
And then looking at Sunday, October 5th, the Joe's Valley Fest ends the same way it started, with some service. From 8 to 9, you have coffee and donuts. People love their Food Ranch donuts, by the way, when they come into the town. And then you go from 9 a.m. to noon with a day of service. And it's just, again, continuing that theme of helping give back to the community.
Yeah, we really encourage folks to show up between 8 and 9, grab some Food Ranch donuts, some Cup of Joe's coffee, and we'll talk to our stewardship team that's there, our Joe's Valley Coalition, and then we break off into different projects. We have a group of folks in town going back to Castledale doing trash cleanup, making sure we left things cleaner than when we came in, and then we also go out and do a trail maintenance project, which will be out in Cottonwood Canyon this year. So folks can show up just for the coffee and donuts, talk to us, and then if they want to join one of our stewardship projects, we'd love to have them.
Now, of course, with this event, some tickets are going to be needed. If people are interested in attending this year's Joe's Valley Fest, where can they go to get tickets?
Yeah, you can just search for Joe's Valley Fest online. Our webpage is joesvalley.org. And I will highlight here that this year we're offering a 30% off discount for locals. That's both for Emory and Carbon County. So the code there is going to be locals only 30, but you can check out our Facebook event page. If you just want to search for Joe's Valley, you can see that. And so you can go grab your tickets. And if we'd love to see everybody, and even if it's just coming out to enjoy some of the food trucks and stuff, you can come out and see if it's something you're interested in, and maybe you want to buy a ticket to go to some of the more events, but we definitely have some stuff that everybody can engage in.
Now, Julie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just super excited to share what's coming up with the fest, and hope folks will make it out, and really appreciate you guys spotlighting us, and we can't wait to see everybody in town in Orangeville and Castledale this coming weekend, October 2nd through October 5th.
Well, Julie, thank you again, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Julie Janice, and we're talking about the 2025 Joe's Valley Fest, beginning on Thursday, October 2nd, and running until Sunday, October 5th. For more information and to purchase tickets, you can visit joesvalley.org, and for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this, this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.